how do you choose? Who are you going to exercise with? What kind of exercise are you going to do? What is the best exercise? Who knows the most about exercise? And what's going to give you the best results in the shortest period of time in the safest way possible? Couldn't they be great questions? Ha ha. And if you start searching for exercise professionals, and one would hope that if you are choosing somebody who calls themselves an exercise professional, that they are that. They specialize in exercise. They specialize in you, or helping you get fit and strong in the best way possible for you. And I ask this question very personally. Is it possible that there are lots of ideas and opinions, even convictions about what exercise you should do? And those opinions and convictions come from lots of different people. So there are the highly qualified academic exercise physiologists. They've done 3, 4, 5 years of university study. What do they actually learn there? And do you have the right to ask? There's personal trainers and fitness instructors, gym instructors, boot camp instructors, and there's usually a fairly normal level of qualification for all of those people in most countries. Do you know what they learnt? Do they actually know and remember and understand and can explain what they learnt? But more importantly, can they help you and explain to you the very best way for you to get healthy, fit, strong, get the best results that you want in the shortest period of time, in the safest way possible, in the most effective way possible? And of course, they're all very interesting questions for me, because I've been doing this all of my life and I've done it very poorly, very badly, very unprofessionally. And when I realized how poorly, badly and unprofessional I was, I then committed every day of my life since then to becoming the best at what I do. And I use that word very lightly, because there is no best. all I've learned now is that the more I learn, the more I need to learn, and the more I need to keep learning. And most importantly, I have a focus, and I'm asking all other exercise professionals to have the same focus, which is learn the three really important things about all of the people that you want to help to be healthy, fit and strong, and whatever other goal they want to achieve. So the first thing is, as an exercise professional, should I know how to get people really fit? Should I understand the anatomy and physiology of how the human body gets fit, and what a fit human body is capable of doing? What happens to the human body systems when it is really fit versus unfit? Then number two is, how do I get people really strong? Do I understand the anatomy and physiology of how to get people strong? What are the major benefits for men, women, children, old people, young people, elite athletes, all people, if they're really fit and really strong? And what's the safest, most effective way to get people strong in the shortest period of time? And that both of those questions are very general, because they're based on anatomy and physiology. And apart from a couple of different bits on men and women, we have the same anatomy and physiology, the same body systems. The third part to being a top level exercise professional, could it be the ability, the understanding, the knowledge, the insight, the wisdom to apply fitness and strength in its purest forms, anatomically and physiologically, how's that, to each individual person? So I'm going to ask very personally, if you are an exercise professional, do you have a really good understanding of those three things, which is the human body in relationship to fitness, the human body in relationship to strength, and then the communication skills to be able to help each individual person, how to customize and tailor and personalize an exercise, strength training, fitness program to a person who has very different results from the or wants different results, has different expectations, has different goals from the next person you talk to? And that's the question I always ask. Is it possible that every single human being is a unique individual, and they have different goals and different dreams and different plans and different requirements of what they need exercise, health, fitness, strength to do for their life? And if you are a consumer of exercise, if you want to be healthy, fit and strong, if you're looking for the very best way to exercise, the very best person to help you with exercise, could those questions be really great to ask whoever it is that you get information from, whether it's the World Wide Web or a social media influencer or a top level exercise professional, or a personal trainer at your local gym, or a boot camp instructor, yoga instructor, boxing instructor, whoever it is that you choose. Should they have, as exercise professionals, people who specialize in exercise, do you have the right to demand that your exercise person understands how to get you really fit, how to get you really strong, and then how to customize and tailor that exercise program to suit you? And one of the big challenges I have being an exercise professional is how generic a lot of exercise programs are. And I'll just use the example. If you start searching the World Wide Web for an exercise plan or an exercise class or even a nutrition plan or eating plan from an exercise instructor, there's a lot of websites where you can just type in your name, type in your credit card details, and somebody will send you an exercise plan and an eating plan, but they haven't asked you any questions. If your name is Chris, they won't even know probably if you're a girl or a boy, if you're male or female. And there's a great question to be asked: how does exercise affect the human body, the human male body versus the female body? Are there differences, and should your exercise professional know the differences? Are there different driving factors for males and females? But more importantly, as an individual person, whether you're male or female, old or young, short or tall, and whatever your goals are, should the person who's giving you information know more about you than your name, your email address, and your credit card number, and when that credit card expires? And I'm asking that because I think that, and this is just a very personal thing from my heart to yours, if you're really fit and if you're really strong and if you're healthy mentally and physically, is it possible that your life will be so much more productive, have so much more quality? And I love to list out the things that happen when we get really fit and really strong. So apart from the obvious on the outside, so we're going to have better posture. So we're going to stand upright. Our coat hanger our clothes are going to look better on our coat hanger. How's that? So in and out of our clothes, we're going to look so much better if we're healthy, fit and strong. And obviously with the healthy and the fit and the strong comes great hair, great skin, great nails, bright eyes, strong bones and muscles, of course, which are capable then of holding you in the upright position. But here's the really special thing. That's the outside. So if you're fit and strong and healthy, you're more likely to be lean and you're more likely to look good in and out of your clothes. Your body will feel good when you touch it in the shower, and it's going to look good when you stand in front of a mirror. But what about the major benefits to the inside of your body? So yes, will you be healthy, meaning not just that you won't be sick, but your chances of getting any of the major killer diseases, could they be either zero or very, very, very low? And if by some chance you have any one of those challenging diseases, is it possible that your body will handle it better? You'll get over it quicker, you'll recover quicker, and any of those diseases are less likely to come back. So in a world filled with germs, bugs and viruses that we perhaps have no control over whether or not we breathe them in or touch them, is it possible if we've got a really strong immune system that our body will fight them? Then the big killer inactivity diseases like coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, stroke, most cancers, even osteoporosis, Alzheimer's and dementia, which are old people's diseases, as is osteoporosis, by the way. And then the mental health challenges like depression and anxiety and stress. They're all controlled by the internal body systems. And if I'm really fit and if I'm really strong, is it possible that, yes, my body will be a virus and disease fighting machine? I'm not going to get sick or I'm going to recover much quicker if I do. I'm going to have a body that's got a fast metabolism. So my chances of diseases like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, in fact, all diseases that are associated with being overweight, being obese, Obviously, if I'm fit and strong, I have very little chance of becoming overweight or obese. And even if I am, this is really exciting, a lot of the medical professionals will share that they would prefer their patient to be healthy, fit, strong, and overweight and active than to be inactive and to have a healthy weight. Because if you look at weight being, if I'm overweight or if I'm obese, that means my weight is affecting my health. Is it possible that you can have a low resting heart rate, healthy blood pressure range, healthy blood sugar levels, healthy cholesterol levels, and just be a healthy person even if you are carrying extra weight? Now, it's rare, but the answer is yes. Isn't that exciting? So how do you want to live your life? That's probably the greatest question. And of course, if I'm fit and if I'm strong, I'm more likely to be healthy, which means I'm going to have better quality of life. And as an exercise professional, that's what we do for people. And if you're a person who wants all of those major benefits of being a healthy human being, then do you deserve, should you demand of your exercise professional that they understand how to do that for you in the quickest, safest, most effective way possible? And then I always ask this great question. We always talk about being healthy, fit and strong in relationship to, yes, health and, yes, looking good. But what about the brain? What about the, what happens to the way we feel, our emotions? How does our brain work when we're fit and strong? And with depression being one of the biggest killer diseases in the world, and I share that because it may not kill people as in put them in a box in the ground, it still does. But what kind of life do you have if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're stressed? And the beautiful thing about being really fit and really strong, every time you get puffed, every time you do high intense activity, every time you lift something heavy, punch a bag, sprint, literally every time you get puffed, you are literally incapable of being unhappy. Now, I don't know how exciting that sounds to you, but to me, that's just such an amazing ability as a human being. We don't need to take synthesized pharmaceutical drugs, antidepressants. We can actually change our brain chemistry by getting puffed, by lifting heavy. Obviously, when your body is capable of exercising intensely, your body produces adrenaline and epinephrine so that you can sprint and you can lift heavy. They're the movement drugs. And once you've got those happening and you have run and you have sprinted, you have puffed, you have lifted heavy, you've punched, you've killed the animal, you now have a brain full of literally happy drugs. So serotonin, which is a satisfaction drug, dopamine, which is a reward drug, we have endorphins, which are happy pain-killing drugs, brain-derived neurotropic factor, which is a fertilizer for your brain. They're all the things that make us feel really good, and they are pumped automatically through our entire body after we've done some intense activity. And I'm sharing all of that with you so passionately because when I was an unprofessional, uneducated, pretending to be exercise person, I didn't understand all those major benefits. I knew that possibly if you exercise, you might feel good and you'd probably lose a bit of weight, maybe if you knew how to do it properly. But I was only guessing. It wasn't until I actually learned my anatomy and physiology and wanted to really understand how to get fit, how to get strong, and how to help people personally, individually, customize and tailor their exercise program to suit their lifestyle. Because one of the big challenges, of course, as an exercise professional is if people don't stick to their exercise, they won't get the benefits. And if we create a program that doesn't fit into somebody's lifestyle, so we don't customize and personalize it to them, then is it likely or is it possible that they might not stick to that program, which means they won't get those major benefits of exercise? So I'm going to ask the question again. If you are an exercise professional or you are responsible for creating or giving out exercise information, should we know everything possible about our clients so that we can customize and tailor and personalize their exercise program to their lifestyle? And should we know our anatomy and physiology? Should we understand all the body systems so we've got a major understanding of what exercise does to create quality of life, a healthy brain, a healthy body, a happy brain, a brain and body that works effectively physically and mentally to make sure that people do have quality of life. I ask those questions so passionately because we've got the answer. As exercise professionals and people who do understand how the human body works, we've got the answer to most of the killer diseases in the world. And imagine a world if everybody was healthy, if everybody was fit, if everybody was strong, and everybody could achieve their physical and mental goals because they had a body that was capable. What would the world be like? I get very excited when I think about it. That's why I'm an exercise professional. That's why I exercise. How about you? Woohoo!